What are we?
Yeah.
We are the children of the rainbow flag. We are cool Jews, around and proud.
Hello, I hope you've had a wonderful week. This is the news roundup from Kuchu Times, read to you by Vincent Chavainze. Kenyan High Court orders for the registration of National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. LGBT communities across the globe gear up for 11th Idaho celebrations. Uganda Ethics and Integrity Minister Reverend Mukodo accuses human rights defenders of promoting immorality. Coalition of African Lesbians granted observer status by African Commission on Human and People's Rights. Now the details. Kenyan High Court orders the registration of National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. This week, the Kenyan Court ordered NGO Coordination Board to register and officially recognize the National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission as a function NGO. The organization had been denied registration with the NGO Coordination Board, citing the name as unacceptable and hence could not be legitimized because Kenya's penal code criminalizes gay and lesbians. However, a three-judge ruling saw court overturn this decision, giving hope to LGBT communities that this could be the first step to finally change the laws to protect all persons, irrespective of their sexuality or gender identity. LGBT communities across the globe gear up for 11th Idaho celebration. The International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, which is celebrated annually on 17th May, has the LGBT community across the world in high spirits as preparations to commemorate the day take center stage. Several countries have come up with different strategies to highlight this day, which is in its 11th year running. The trans community in Zambia is organizing a social gathering with an open dialogue with parents and opinion leaders. While in Kenya, there are plans to take this year's Idaho online and will be engaging in various discussions to create awareness on the issues affecting LGBTI people. While in Nigeria, a website will be officially launched to provide a platform for LGBTI persons to interact as well as discuss the issues that affect the LGBTI community without fear of the law. Uganda's Ethics and Integrity Minister Reverend Lukodo accuses human rights defenders of promoting immorality. From Uganda, Anti-Gay Crusader and Ethics Minister Reverend Simon Peter Lukodo this week said human rights activists are getting in the way of his work as they continue to promote immorality and undermine the core of his ministry. He explained that everyone caught breaking the pornographic law, all those put in place to uphold morality in society, argued that their rights were being violated. The other day, I arrested a group of people having sex in Bakuli. People came to me and said I was violating human rights, the Reverend said. He further said he was in the final stages of putting together a team to monitor how pornography is peddled in the country. The minister is one of Uganda's leading anti-gay activists that vocally supported the anti-homosexuality bill that proposed the death penalty for LGBT persons. Coalition of African Lesbians granted observer status by African Commission on Human and People's Rights. More good news saw the community jubilate as African Commission granted the Coalition of African Lesbians observer status after a 7-year period. The African Commission had previously turned down two application submissions from CAL, but finally agreed to give the organization observer status on 25th April. The new development provides a platform for further advancement of women's rights, notwithstanding of their gender identity or sexual orientation, and also creates a sustainable platform for dialogue between African Commission and CAL. CAL is the first NGO handling the rights of sexual minorities to be officially recognized by African Commission and consists of 19 member organizations from 17 African states. Doveville News on Kuchu Times, but we call upon our listeners to utilize our interactive forums and chat rooms and engage in various discussions. Thank you for listening. Have yourselves a blessed weekend.
What are we?